And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, we have the Executive Director of Healthy Communities Delaware, Kate DuPont Phillips. And welcome.
Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate you having me.
I am looking forward to a great conversation this morning about the organization and what you do. Can you give us that overview of Healthy Communities Delaware? Are you a coordinator, a clearinghouse, or are you herding cats?
Well, we are primarily a coordinator. So our vision is that a Delaware where all people and places are thriving with no exceptions. And so you can see that the focus on this is we really have an equity frame to our work. And so we envision safe and healthy and vibrant communities and believe that everybody should have access to healthy places to support them in achieving their full potential. And so Healthy Communities Delaware was formed about 5 years ago when the state of Delaware received an award from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. And the focus of that award was to reform the healthcare system. What's interesting about health that most people don't know is that our health is really based less on healthcare and more on environments in which we live, learn, work, play, grow up. And so really about 80% of our health is dependent on our environment and only 20% on the quality of healthcare that we receive. So that's really the premise that Healthy Communities Delaware is focused on. The idea that our communities are what drives our health. Our communities can make it easy for us to make healthy choices, or they can make it hard for us to make healthy choices. And so a few years ago, the state got a significant amount of money to reform the healthcare system. And as part of that funding, there was an effort called Healthy Neighborhoods. And so this is the idea that we need to invest in the places across Delaware where people live, learn, grow, and play. And so that Healthy Neighborhoods initiative sort of transformed into a sustainable model called Healthy Communities Delaware. We are a collaborative network, and we're managed as a partnership from between the UD Partnership for Healthy Communities, the Delaware Division of Public Health, and the Delaware Community Foundation.
How does Delaware rate when we look at the factors that lead into a healthy state? I mean, do we have areas that are underserved? Do we have environmental issues that are impacting your ability to get this job done, or that forms the bulk of what you're trying to do?
Sure. It's really interesting that Delaware is no exception to this. And really across the nation, there are some communities in which it's easy to make healthy choices and others that are experiencing inequities. And so the reason that they're experiencing inequities is because they've been historically disinvested in. And so one of the goals of Healthy Communities Delaware is to work with community-based partners on community-driven priorities related to the social determinants of health. So social determinants of health are the things, the conditions into which we're born, we grow, live, learn, work, and play. All of those conditions impact our health. And so our goal is to support communities in addressing the things that those residents feel are the most important at any point in time. And so that could range from safe and healthy homes to quality education to meaningful employment, healthy environments, access to healthy foods, reliable transportation. All of those things are really important when it comes to our health. And so that's really what Healthy Communities Delaware aims to do. And so we really are a coordinator. We're a facilitator. And we hope to bring increased investment into communities, but really want to lift up the amazing work that communities across Delaware are doing already to improve their communities and to make them great places to live where everyone can thrive.
I find it interesting. We were already talking about community partnerships here, and that's sort of the key to Healthy Communities Delaware. It's not just in your name, but the whole premise is working with the communities, not for the communities, getting investment and building trust with these organizations that are out there.
Yeah, exactly. So typically, this is something we're really trying to do differently at Healthy Communities Delaware. Typically, organizations who hold the purse strings, who provide funding, often sort of decide what they believe that communities need to be better places. And that's not the approach that we take. We believe that community residents, community-based organizations know what their communities need. And so rather than for us to make decisions for them, we really try to lift up and let residents and community-based organizations drive what they believe is most critical and what they would want to focus resources on. And so that's something we try to do differently. We encourage other investment partners to do differently. And it's really exciting for us to work with such amazing partners across the state who are really making incredible changes in their communities. So some of those examples are on the west side of Wilmington. We work with Westside Grows, so Cornerstone West Community Development Corporation, and Be Ready Community Development Corporation. And so they're doing this amazing work implementing a neighborhood revitalization plan that's been in place, and it's a 10-year plan. And so these initiatives take a lot of time. They take a lot of time to happen. They don't happen overnight. And so they are chipping away at all of these resident-driven priorities, and those can include everything from parks and green space to community gardens to a farmer's market and in affordable housing. And so these are all amazing priorities that the community has decided are important. And these organizations are working really hard at year after year to make changes and see changes. So that's one example from the west side of Wilmington. For another example, the east side of Wilmington, we're working with Central Baptist Community Development Corporation and Habitat for Humanity of New Castle County. And so they are primarily focused on housing in the east side of Wilmington, which we know is a real challenge in terms of affordable housing across the state. So they have done a housing and market analysis and are working on developing affordable housing in the east side, working together, also doing home repairs and renovations where those are needed to keep people in the safe housing. And so that's another great example of community-based work, each community sort of deciding what they want to focus on. And Healthy Communities Delaware really just tries to support that.
I think we all know that stable and affordable housing is going to allow a family the ability to spend their money on better other choices, obviously, and it does increase the opportunity for the family to build wealth. And everybody knows that food deserts exist. But when you talk about transportation and other things like that, do you want to get a little bit more into why some of those areas?
Sure. So if we think about place, as I mentioned, the places that we live are really, really impactful to our health. So think about the community that you live in. I will think about the community that I live in and what things about that community make it easy for you to make healthy choices and what things make it hard. So one example about where I live is that I live amidst a number of parks, state parks, county parks. And it's really wonderful, which makes it, and I have a vehicle, so I can drive to those parks within 5 minutes. And that's something that makes it easy for me to be healthy. I can't walk to the parks, which would make it because there aren't pedestrian pathways between my house and the parks. So that makes it a little bit harder because I actually do have to drive somewhere in order to, you know, safely access a green space, a park or a trail. So that's just one example. But really, the challenge in many communities is that if you don't have a vehicle, making healthy choices can often be very, very hard. So for example, you brought up the food example. Grocery stores are really, really important for food security. And so if we think about if we're shopping at like a corner store or a market, there are not a lot of healthy food options available there, right? It's mostly snack foods and sodas and things like that. So many communities don't have access to grocery stores where we really need to be able to go to make, to buy healthy foods, to make healthy choices like that. And so if there's not available, if there's one, not a grocery store in your community, that makes it difficult. And if you two don't have transportation to get to wherever the nearest grocery store is, those are two factors that make it really difficult to eat healthy. And that's sort of one of the primary things that we know impacts our health is how we're, what we're consuming. And so those are a good reason that we need to think about what communities can support in terms of making our choices easier. And that's one of the reasons that food access is a priority for Healthy Communities Delaware and many communities, because they don't have that, as well as reliable transportation. So if somebody wants to go to the grocery store and we need to do that each week, you know, that's how often, let's say, we each buy groceries. If you have to take a bus, three buses, to get to a grocery store, that's a huge investment of time that really makes it difficult and hard to prioritize for people.
So it's as simple as sidewalks and access to public green space, and it's transportation. There's no area that is really too minute for healthy communities to make a difference in a neighborhood, in a community.
No, not at all. I think this is one of the interesting things about health that many people don't think about. You know, when we say health, I think it's probably ingrained in most of us to think about health care, to think about our doctor, our dentist, where we go to get health care. But really, we're trying to kind of help people understand that the extent to which our communities really, really impact our health, and that in order to spend less money on healthcare so that, you know, we can prevent, we can create healthy people, and we can all make healthy choices, we really need to invest what we call upstream. So we need to invest in communities so that people can grow up healthy, make healthy choices, rather than having to spend a lot of money on healthcare on the tail end. And so that's why all of these aspects of communities are really, really critical, because they are all impact, whether it makes it easy for us to make healthy choices or makes it hard.
That's the first time I've heard the term upstream.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, and we use it a lot in public health. And so really the idea is to kind of think about, where do we really have challenges related to health? And so a lot of people in Delaware and nationally have chronic diseases, right? Diabetes, heart disease, et cetera. And those chronic diseases have a lot to do with lifestyle choices. And so, you know, the choices that we each make, do we smoke? Do we use alcohol? Do we eat healthy? Are we physically active? And so really the idea is that we all need to be making healthier choices, but that is not always easy. It's easier for some of us than it is for others. And a lot of that has to do with the conditions of the communities that we live in. And so the idea is that instead of waiting to take care of people when they have chronic diseases and trying to put a Band-Aid on challenges after they've already occurred, we need to think about prevention. And so prevention is the idea of moving upstream so that we can think about challenging the status quo and creating healthy places, enabling people to make healthy choices before they become ill or have chronic diseases. And so that's the idea of upstream, upstream thinking, upstream investment. And that's one of the primary tenets of public health is prevention.
So many people talk about prevention, but then the advice given is exercise more, eat better, make better choices in your food intake. And all of that is dependent on that upstream.
Yep, exactly. So place is incredibly important to our health. It's not just about individual responsibility. A lot of this is about the conditions in which we live, learn, work, play, pray, right? There are communities, and our communities impact the choices we are able to make. And so we really want to focus on, at Healthy Communities Delaware, this idea of place-based work. And so what that means to us is understanding that place is incredibly important to our health, to our well-being, and that it really has huge impacts. For example, one of the measures we use in public health often to understand how populations differ is called life expectancy. So how long do we live? And in Delaware, an example of the difference between communities is we like to demonstrate with life expectancy. For example, in some communities in Delaware, people live up to 86 years old. And so that's the average life expectancy in certain communities. In other communities, the life expectancy is only 68 years old. So 86, 68. That's an 18-year difference between the communities with the highest life expectancy and those with the lowest. And so that's a huge difference in terms of how long people can expect to live just based on the communities in which they are born, they grow up, they reside. And so that's how critical place is to our health and well-being. And that's why Healthy Communities Delaware model is really focused on place-based investment. So really localized, you know, to understand how the places where we reside and walk and you know, make purchasing choices and our kids go to school, how can we make those places healthier so that they support all people to thrive in Delaware. And so where we want to focus are on the communities that have had historic disinvestment, where people are not thriving, and really want to focus increased investment in those places so that we can bring about equity, social equity, racial equity, health equity. And that's the really the driving goal of Healthy Communities Delaware, is an equitable approach so that we can get to a place where all people in places in Delaware are thriving with no exceptions.
If you're just joining us, this is Focus on the Delaware Valley, and I'm Laura Lewis. With me today, Kate DuPont Phillips, Executive Director of Healthy Communities Delaware. And you can find out more about their programming and what they are doing, their work with the various departments in the state, at healthycommunitiesde.org. Healthycommunitiesde.org. You know, it's easier to be healthy when you are wealthy, and the poorer the neighborhood, the less economically uplifted a neighborhood is, the more likely you're going to see crime, issues of abuse and addiction. They are prey to all of these problems that, of course, is going to drive down your life expectancy. And you alluded to the term disinvestment. How do you get people to invest in, and how do you get that prosperity into a neighborhood that is traditionally overlooked or has been abandoned?
Sure. That's a great question. And that's one of the primary goals of Healthy Communities Delaware, is to help investors. So anyone who has funding, that could be the state of Delaware, that could be the philanthropic community, businesses, to see the potential in these amazing communities across the state where there is huge opportunity to increase prosperity. And so we talk about the idea of shared stewardship. And stewards, we believe, are people who take responsibility for working with others to create these conditions that all people need to thrive. And so stewards can be affiliated with organizations, or they can be acting independently. So for example, a community resident, a community activist, et cetera. And the idea of stewards also is that they have a really purposeful equity orientation. And so we want to bring together players who have a real interest in improving equity. And so the idea of shared stewardship is that we can all work together, and we all have to work together to really make a change in communities and to see a change in equity. These are huge problems that we've talked about that are really difficult to and sometimes overwhelming, feels overwhelming to try to tackle some of these things. You know, we're talking about poverty and transportation and housing, et cetera. It feels very big. And the idea is that we all have to act together. There has to be collaboration and shared ownership of this idea of advancing healthy, safe, and vibrant communities and advancing equity. And so that's really the core tenet of shared stewardship, is that, you know, it's not going to take one organization, it's not going to take one person to really make a difference in communities. It's going to take all of us, and all of us thinking about our individual roles, what we can do as individuals to make change, and what we can do as our organizational selves to help support change. And that can mean anything from on the ground work in communities, like many of our community-based organization partners do, to bringing your investment to the table, which is what we work with funders on. So where we try to work with funders is to help paint a picture of the long-term approach that is necessary to really enable meaningful change. So that's one thing, is that really meaningful change at a community level takes a long time. It's not something that can be done in 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. We're talking a 10 to 20 year time frame. And so that's not a time frame that most people or organizations or investors operate on. It's just not how business is usually done, but that's something that we'd really like to change, is that investors will understand the length of time and the complexity of this work that it takes to make meaningful change, and to really think about investing over a long period of time. So that's one of the things that Healthy Communities Delaware brings to the table, both in terms of our own funding, is that we commit to funding partners over a multi-year timeframe. And then also, hopefully, we'll be able to garner some investors who really understand that the time horizon is long for these kinds of investments. And we have to be reasonable about what communities can achieve in a certain period of time. So it's really this idea of shared stewardship, us all working together to achieve these goals, that's going to get us to a place where Delaware communities can be thriving.
And measurement is part of your responsibility as a coordinator, seeing that projects are doing the best, getting the best bang for the bucks that are going in there. But you are dealing with generations of, and I think you alluded to racial discrimination, ethnic discrimination is involved in this, our buying and selling of homes over decades. Decades ago have an impact on communities still today. So how are you handling that? You talked about social determinants of health, and that's a huge one.
It is. And so I think we can't underestimate the complexity of this work and the time horizon that it will take to really see these things happen. So, you know, I've heard others in this public health field mention, you know, if we're thinking within our own generation, we're thinking too small. So we really need to know that we are one of many who have worked on these issues in the past. We are one of many who are working on them now, and one of many who will continue to work on these issues in the future. And so in that way, sort of decentering our individual role and understanding that we're part of this very complex ecosystem and need to know that this is long-term work and be comfortable with the idea that this is long-term work. And that said, there's also great short-term wins that are occurring, you know, day in and day out on the community front. And so that's something that we also really try to elevate from Healthy Communities Delaware, so that residents can see progress year to year, and so that funders can see progress year to year. And so it's really balancing, I think, sharing the stories of these short-term goals, you know, a housing market analysis done or, you know, 8 affordable homes built on the east side of Wilmington in a year. I think all of these sort of short-term wins build over time into really creating these healthy communities that we're trying to invest in and trying to get long-term investment in. So we really try to share both of those perspectives and, you know, it enable people to get excited about the short-term wins, because we all need that too. We all need to see progress to maintain our passion and our enthusiasm for this kind of work, but also with the understanding that we'll be working at this for a long time, and that's okay. That's what it takes. It will be generational change.
When I think of public health, and I think a lot of us think of it as, oh, you set up a tent and you do vaccinations, you offer clinics. It's public health in the sense of medicine, really. But it is so much more, and you're opening my eyes to that. And I hope everybody's getting that from this, too. And I'm not the only idiot out there who didn't quite understand the scope of public health. But that gets us back into that you are working with community groups that actually understand the community and know they're the boots on the ground that understand what this neighborhood is going through and what makes those healthy choices possible.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the key things that we strive strive to do with Healthy Communities Delaware that is not really that common among funders and among sort of systems level thinkers, is that we don't tell. We try to listen and understand the knowledge and the wisdom that is coming from community, because they really do understand best which solutions are going to work best for them. So it's not our job to come in and say what we think should happen. It's our role to help facilitate bringing our own investment to the table to enable communities to do what they know that they need and they know they have prioritized. And so again, that can range from community to community. Some communities will choose to focus on early childhood education and others will choose to focus on affordable housing or parks. And that's all wonderful because those things have already been prioritized by residents themselves. And so that's a difference that we try to maintain with Healthy Communities Delaware, is really acknowledging the inherent wisdom that communities have and elevating that and enabling them to accelerate their work, doing the things that they already believe are necessary and helpful for their community.
I hate to say it, we're down to 2-minute warning. How do communities and how do neighborhoods, et cetera, interact with you? How do you get called in to the job?
Sure, that's a great question. So we do prioritize communities that are most socially vulnerable. And so we use data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to understand that. And we invite communities into collaboration and partnership with us. And so we're actually going to have a new call for community partners coming up in January 2022, where we'll invite a variety of communities to partner with us in multi-year collaboration and funding. And so we'll be issuing that again in January 2022. And we really invite any communities that are within those outlined on a map to apply and to join us. And we're happy to help any who's interested with application support and really excited to answer any questions that you might have, because we're always looking for other great communities to collaborate with.
Do we find all this information at your website, which is, of course, real easy, healthycommunitiesde.org?
Yep, exactly. That's exactly where you can find it. And we're really excited about continuing this amazing work with the community partners we already have, who are doing really, really incredible things on the ground across Delaware, and excited to work with new communities as we move forward.
If I'm hearing this and I'm not in one of your districts that is that's targeted, is there programming or help that they can take from you for them to implement and to apply?
Sure. So if you're in a community that Healthy Communities Delaware is not able to work with, then we also have other great opportunities. So for example, we partner very closely with the Division of Public Health in Delaware, and they've got some great county-based teams that are excited to work with communities also. So we can certainly divide and conquer. Those who might not be eligible for funding from Healthy Communities Delaware can certainly work with the Division of Public Health team. And they're excited and willing to be able to do that. So there's certainly an opportunity for any community that's interested.
So there is something for everyone when we go to your website, healthycommunitiesde.org. One last thing. Is this a unique thing? Is Delaware like leading the charge here?
Well, I don't know if we're leading the charge, but we're certainly a part of a national movement that is interested in creating places where all people can thrive. And so we're also hosting a shared stewardship series right now, where we're bringing together community-based stakeholders and funding stakeholders and talking about what a regional well-being portfolio might look like. So a portfolio is sort of a package of policies and programs and interventions that we know might impact health. And so we're engaging in this really transformative work over the course of the next year with a number of statewide partners. And that's a really exciting initiative in which we're bringing in national partners, including Rethink Health, and well-being and equity in the world and doing this amazing work. But I think what's exciting about it too is that we are not alone. We're part of a national movement that's really focused on thriving people and places. And that's enough to give us energy and passion to continue.
And of course, for more information, you'll find it all at healthycommunitiesde.org. Healthycommunitiesde.org. My guest today, Kate DuPont Phillips, Executive Director of Healthy Communities Delaware. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.